from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, we had Trent McDuffie on the show a couple days ago. We're going to have Hunter Norzad on the show in the 11 o'clock hour. We think practice should wrap up around 11, but as you guys know, that sometimes fluctuates a little bit. So besides Trent McDuffie, who could help the turnover problem, if you will? We know this team defensively, like they were one of the best defenses, if not the best in football, but it's been pointed out by Karloftis. It's been pointed out by Drew Tranquil, who was on with us yesterday, that what are they working on? And they all mention at least one of the three things is being more opportunistic. I think every team wants to be more opportunistic with turning the ball over. And the quicker fix, we think, is, hey, well, Trent McDuffie, as great as he is, the one thing he doesn't have is an interception.
Turnovers.
But our team's not going to throw his direction. He does force fumbles. Who else could actually add to this?
I think the who else is important, because I think it's going to be unfair of us, Gold, and of Chiefs fans, to just be like, okay, turnovers were a problem. Fix it, Trent McDuffie, all by yourself. Because it feels like it's heading that way, because he's talked about wanting the interceptions. Spags has talked about him wanting the interceptions. Everybody knows he doesn't have one. So it's starting to feel like the singular focus of fix our problem, taking the ball away, is firmly on Trent McDuffie and only Trent McDuffie's shoulders. I think the answer is Shamari Connor. Part of the reason, I'll admit, is because he put that on himself. He spoke at the podium a couple days ago, and he said, I'm going to take the ball away. My job is to get the ball. So he himself has put some of that responsibility on him. But I think in times past when the Chiefs have been, I can't believe I'd accidentally say that in August. Oh,
That's what happens when we're talking a lot of Royals.
Exactly. The Chiefs' history of when they're good at taking the ball away, it's usually that guy. It's the, oops, he's playing inside, oops, he's playing outside, oh, he's kind of a linebacker, oh, he's here, because he's a little less predictable. They challenge that player a little bit more. They're put in different spots against different levels of talent, wide receiver, tight end, fullback, running back. And I think if Chamari Connor is going to be that all-around guy, there's successful seasons in that. I think I'd like him second most to put some pressure on. I know it's first and foremost on McDuffie to pick up a couple of these, but I think Connor's the guy I'm counting on to add to this number.
I could see it. I mean, I could see it. His increased role, he was, you know, nickel corner, but maybe you see more of a role for him this year, especially if they move him around with some of the safety depth, depending on where Justin Reed is at. I think the linebacking core, though, whether it's fumbles or otherwise, one of the big things when you've brought up Willie Gay in the past is the lack of ability to cover. Nick Bolton at times, but that whole linebacking crew, as great as they've been, but there's an issue in coverage at times. Drew Tranquil, I think, has a chance and already showed a little bit he can be a great coverage linebacker for this team. And with that, there's some opportunities perhaps to get some interceptions. You know, I know they're all working on it, but I don't know if you noticed yesterday at practice before we had Tranquil on the show.
Yeah.
He was working separately with an assistant coach or position coach or whatever on – like basically, like frame, you know, setting up for interceptions. Like they all use the tennis ball thing. But like that was something. I'm sure every single linebacker does that. But my point is that is somebody I could see all of a sudden we wake up
sure.
and it's November and he actually has a couple interceptions.
Yeah, I wouldn't put Tranquil out of the mix. He obviously is going to play more, and he seems like the kind of guy who's just around the ball all the time, Gold. So that doesn't seem out of the question. I think it's hard for me because the other obvious answer would be anybody in the cornerback two role. Jalen Watson, Joshua Williams, Joseph, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're having to fight too much for their life just to be the number two, to establish themselves. I don't want to also put on the additional pressure of, hey, mine being the guy who gets the ball. But Jalen Watson does seem to have a nose for it a little bit.
We all have that image of that Chargers game.
He's got a couple of those. Remember, he had a postseason – he does seem to have a little bit. I think it's because teams actually challenge him. I think it's because Jalen Watson gives a little cushion, and they challenge him, and every once in a while they don't make the throw as well, or Jalen Watson gets a good break. They don't do that with Trent McDuffie. Trent McDuffie's going to have to do it in a tighter window against better talent, against number one wide receivers. They like to throw the ball at Watson a little bit. I think the first year he was a rookie, you might remember, he was one of the most thrown at corners in the entire NFL there for a stretch. He's getting 11, 12 targets a game. So maybe him, but I just think I'd rather put it on players that I know have their role secured. Connor has his role secured. Trip McDuffie has his role secured. So that certainly changes why I would feel about that a little bit.
Are we even sure, though, and I don't know if this is nitpicking at all, but are we sure that it's an actual – I don't think it's a problem until – the defense isn't able to just lock you down. Like, if it's a bend but don't break defense, then you need the turnovers to stay out of the red zone. But they weren't even allowing other teams to get into the red zone, where even though they weren't creating turnovers, it obviously wasn't a problem.
But I would say that last year, you're right. I would say the history of the NFL would suggest that is not a good strategy.
Yeah.
What if we're just constantly bend, don't break? Hell, Drew, I watch a lot of playoff teams under Alex Smith, or you want to go even further, Joe Montana, that had some, like, bend-don't-break defenses that if they could have just maybe stopped breaking so many times, maybe the teams would have gone on and accomplished better things.
Sorry, I was standing up for those of you that were watching the video stream. My bad for that view you got, but I was trying to...
I didn't see exactly how zoomed in on your...
They were all on a knee, so clearly somebody was hurt. I was trying to find out. It was Wanya Morris. Wanya Morris shaking up on a play here. Walked off on his own, but it was some sort of knee they were taking a look at. So that's why I knew something was up because all the players all of a sudden took a knee. So I was like, uh-oh. And then I saw Travis and Patrick over there, and so it was Wanya, though, that actually was shaking up.
Seems like practice has maybe come to a slowdown here for just a minute as a result of that, but now they're running some reps. But, yeah, we've talked about this before. Even though I think Kingsley Suamataia is definitively the starter, and I thought that 2 weeks ago, Wanya is an incredibly important depth piece. He matters a lot in that regard, and your confidence in tackle. So if for some reason this is a serious injury, because Wanya Morris...
Yeah, he walked off on his own, so yeah, I don't, you know.
But if for some reason it ended up being serious, then you'd have to re-entertain the calling of tackles who might be on the free agency market or trying to decide who in your own system could handle those goals, because it's asking a lot for Kingsley Suamataia and Juwan Taylor to be healthy for 17 games. It's asking a lot of any player all the time. So
we'll let you know if we get an update. Right now, he's still standing on the sideline just talking to some members of the training staff. But it doesn't look like there's serious concern at this point in time.
So hopefully he is still talking to them and kind of walking, milling around a little bit. So we'll see.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.